Do you guys watch, you don't watch Glee at all? You don't watch Glee?
No.
There's that character on there that, like...
Can we watch, we should record all this. Because we've been talking for...
Oh, we have?
Yeah. Oh. Are we doing a show? I always get so confused. Why are you guys sneak attacking me with the show lately?
What should we record? Where should we record? We're talking about our friends. I'm not recording our friends.
We're not talking about our friends. We're talking about Glee.
Oh, do you watch it?
No. Why would I ever watch that fucking show?
It's not a bad show. It's a good show.
Robert, have you ever watched it?
I have watched one episode with somebody else.
Oh.
Because it was her request to watch it.
Ah.
So, a female friend.
Did she do jazz hands and go, and
I
will always love you.
No, she's Italian.
We'll always love you. Did you know I could sing?
I still
love you.
Still not sure if you can.
We'll always love.
Okay.
Brian All right. took it over.
Yes, no more. Thank you. She was Italian, so she didn't.
So what
do
does that have?
Oh, so Italians
hands.
Don't watch Glee.
Oh, she didn't do jazz hands.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
In
Italians.
Answer to that part of your question, right, right. 5 hours ago, mm-hmm. no jazz hands. Mm-hmm. No. So
was
Brian,
it a
apparently
date?
You
was it
watch.
A date?
No. It's a friend of mine. Brian, you apparently watch Glee religiously.
Not religiously, but I've watched several episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a religious thing. Well, first of all, I don't watch anything religiously because I don't have television. Mm-hmm. I just have Netflix streaming and Hulu mm-hmm. streaming. So, you know, sometimes if it's on the homepage, it's on the bit my lady likes to watch. Mm. Glee. She hates the show, but she loves watching the show.
Interesting. So she makes fun of it the whole time.
Well, I have a theory. I have a theory on people, because people either hate Glee or they love Glee.
She wants to be on it.
I think people who hate it have a slight level of envy for it. Because anyone who loves musical theater and just like just the song and dance... The whole song and dance man act.
is that an official term?
I don't know.
I think Glee merges, you know, that the stage song mm-hmm. and dance man act and television. Though people might not agree with it, it's a highly successful show.
Well, what about the new one coming out, Smash?
No idea what you're talking about.
I haven't seen that.
So Smash is supposed to be a another musical format show, mm-hmm. television show, about the making of a musical mm-hmm. called Smash on Broadway.
But the thing about Glee is that it does pop songs.
Right.
I don't.
And the thing about Glee doing pop songs is that it's going to run out of popular material.
No, it won't. Never.
It will. And then the other thing is the format. We'll just let him sleep. Okay.
This is what all of our fucking listeners are doing.
No.
Sheets.
There are a lot of people. There are a lot of people
doing sheets.
All right.
Who like
all
Glee.
Night. Smash. We're not talking about Glee. We're talking about Smash.
Yeah, we've moved on.
You know what I think of Smash? You know what I say? Hey, I'm going to go take a Smash. You know what that means?
I don't.
You got that from my cousin. That was me translating that.
I didn't get
my
that
cousin.
From your cousin.
Yeah,
that's something that's been age
no,
old.
No,
I've been,
no.
I've been hearing
you
that since.
You got that from Barry Morin. I got it from Barry Morin.
Since the days of Worcester. Since I was 14, I had friends of mine being like, I gotta go take a smash.
Hey, is it cold in here?
I'm all right. Okay. I know I just warmed my hands
my
up.
My hands are freezing.
My hands are cold as well.
To
it's just
your
been
question,
cold in
yes,
L.A.
It's cold. Too bad we don't have one of those wood stove heaters like your boy McKay.
Yeah, I wouldn't
oh,
be able
man,
to see
I
you
know.
Right now.
Why? Because of the smoke?
Because of the smoke.
Nah, man.
You'd have that lining the ceiling.
Nah,
there was a television show that was on PBS called The 1800 Family or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a family that they took and they put in this apartment that was completely decked out. It wasn't 1800. It was 1900.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a 1900 family. And they had to basically live there for, I don't know how long, a week, 2 weeks, maybe more. I think it was more. They made a TV show out of it.
It
was great.
It
was a reality
divorce.
Show. No, they didn't divorce. But they were only allowed to. They had a certain budget. They had to wear the specific clothes. They ate the food. But they had things like, you know, these wood fire ovens to cook with and to heat. And they said that the amount of soot and just nastiness that got over everything, it was just incredible. And the sheer amount of time that the wife spent cleaning, you know, it was her whole day of like if she wasn't cooking or wasn't doing the wash in freezing cold water, she was cleaning.
Or taking a smash.
Maybe doing that.
Smashing in a bucket.
So women of the 1900s were either cooking, cleaning, or smashing.
Oh, man.
First good makes moment you, of the day. Right
makes,
there.
Makes you really – makes you think of the way we've come.
Well, the funny
how
thing is –
how dirty must people's assholes be?
Why are you thinking about that?
How could I not? That's all I ever think of from back in the day.
What, how dirty people's assholes were?
Oh, my God. It must have, like – it must have hurt to walk. Like, it just – you know,
especially
what I'm
in cold climate.
Oh, it's just like –
well, you know,
what's wrong? Oh, I smashed. I've been smashing all week, and it's so cold. I can't wash. I can't bear to wash my ass.
Wait a minute. You don't wash your ass out after? Is that your
yeah,
ass?
Yeah, I gotta walk away. Hold on, I'm walking over to the ice box.
No such thing as toilet paper in 1900.
I don't even know, man. No, they had no, they were, there was no fucking toilet paper.
They were smashing in a hole in 1900.
They were wiping with their left
when
hand.
When do you think this was? What? This isn't in a third world country. This was
kind
London.
Of it was.
London, England in 1900.
Oh, yes. Smash. London, England
in 1900. They were dumping their piss and shit out the windows back then.
Just throwing it right out the window.
They were, dude.
Not in 1900.
Kidding. Of course.
No.
They were cooking it up and feeding it to the pigs.
Yes. Yeah. No, they weren't feeding it to the pigs. This is the thing. The woman of the house, she reworked the budget, and she found that that's her reworking it, walking over the table to rework it. And she found that there was enough money to hire a servant. So she hired a servant. And then
after walking to the
suddenly,
mailbox.
It was crazy because the servant, she basically was, you know, she came in, she had to wear all the servant stuff.
What are we
stuff.
Talking about?
Oh, we're talking just this show. Listen, okay?
What's this
okay.
servant?
It was a woman.
What kind of a woman?
And she, well, basically, she ended up getting all pissed because she was like, "Oh, the woman, she's turned into a woman of leisure. All she does all day is sit around the house."
No way.
She got totally pissed.
This servant on 1900 House.
Yes.
On the show.
Yeah, on the show because it was a reality show. But
what a fucking asshole! You're on a reality show.
Yeah.
Stop complaining. You know this shit's gonna get weird. Just go with it.
But the thing is. On that reality show, you're doing so much work.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel like fun. It's not like yeah, it's not.
Do
really
you get a prize of $1 million if you live through that week?
I think it's just the experience.
No,
you
no,
don't get any money.
You get
oh, is this PBS reality.
It was PBS.
You
oh,
get
yeah.
to be. You get to be
it was
a reality
awesome,
star.
Man. No, they didn't. I didn't think they became stars either. But it was
seriously,
awesome.
Seriously,
really
think
fun.
About and how dirty your genitals would be. I'm serious.
Okay,
like,
another.
Think about no. Will you think about it?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take you to another genital related reality show.
Yeah.
They had another reality show that I watched where you had to live out – they put like four families to live out in the wilderness for the summer.
Cool.
And so by the end of the summer, they basically checked your provisions to see if you could have survived the winter.
Oh.
And I think only one of the four families was close to surviving.
No, but everyone else
none of them had enough wood.
Doomed.
Yeah, like that was the one thing. You apparently during the summer have to be chopping wood
all
every single day.
Totally, man. You need every like day. Four or five cords of wood at least. To
it's
get
insane.
Through a
well,
winter.
Through winter. Oh, you need tons of wood.
Wood burns so fast. I was up at the cabin like over the holidays. I was up at the cabin for 8 hours. And I had a stack of wood as high as this table, and I burned through it in 4 hours.
Well, that's because you burned it all at once.
Yeah, that's true. It was really hot. I needed a big
fire. Yeah, because you were burning it hot.
I went hot.
Burn it hot, burn them hot, leave them wet.
So during
what?
What?
Burn who hot, leave who wet?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, that was just your motto that came out of your face.
Burn them hot, leave them wet.
Leave them wet. Okay. Anyway.
What does that have to do with genitals?
Well, I would imagine that the crustiness factor over the winter would be even worse.
Oh, God, can you imagine? Do you think you would
you're
ever want to have
indoors?
Sex?
Especially if you leave them wet.
You know, man.
No. Yeah, that I'm sure some sort of.
How did back in the day, like. It's so gross what I'm about to say. Hey, are we going to introduce a show?
Yeah. How about we do that?
Okay.
How many minutes deep are we in this show before we introduced it?
10 minutes.
Huh. Yeah.
We're halfway through. All right.
Halfway through.
Good work, Brian. Way to keep up your end of the bargain.
Well done.
My end of the bargain.
You know, I think that this episode was a sneak attack.
So all, you didn't even all of
know,
them are, dude.
You didn't even know that this was happening.
Attack. No.
Brian, introduced the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show. My name is Brian Gerard. I'm with Robert Shide.
Hello.
And Gregory Hoy.
Hello. Ladies.
Ladies, we got a present.
I'm Commander Don Rosenwald. I'm a
Do you think anybody back then ever understood what was being said on the radio?
No.
Or they just
it was just like, there are noises coming out of this box.
He sounds surprised and perhaps a little frightened. Maybe we should be surprised and frightened too.
You like the Foley sounds were always probably pretty clear.
We're very clear. Yeah. And then the rest of it was like, was that a horse? Or someone was being murdered. And then this sound. Oh, clearly.
Oh, my ass. Oh, my ass. I can't believe it. It's the year 1900. I want my ass in over my butt. I got to go to the post
office. Shut up, son. Grab your ass and get out of my face.
Oh, man. They didn't have bidets in 1900.
No. They had ways of cleaning themselves. Mm. I mean, otherwise,
hardtack.
They wouldn't have had any like long distance runners or sprinters.
They didn't.
People weren't running.
Fuck?
Back in Olympia, they had them.
Yeah, because they were towns were burning, so they had to go alert the other towns.
Because they're running from lions.
Yeah. nobody in the 1900s like. I'll go for a jog. I'll be right back. My yeast infection might improve if I go.
My anus is bleeding, but that will simply help me glide along faster.
I really should. Oh, they weren't worried about that. People in the 1900s were worried about feeling like, oh, I got to go purposely exercise, because they lived a very active life.
Yeah, they were cutting wood all summer and bending steel. Being
out in the wilderness.
Yeah.
That was a crazy show. That was actually really awesome. Yeah. Especially because, you know, you got to see that they had to go out and it was if the crops didn't do well, they were effed. You would be screwed.
I bet domestic abuse goes through the roof on a show like
that. I bet you they eat their children.
Well, they.
I wonder.
Wait, what?
I wonder.
Yeah.
You know what'd be
funny? The crew comes in. Oh my god!
Oh my god! Money for a week!
Oh my god! This is a reality show!
I really ate my child!
We could have brought you craft services, a hot pocket or something.
There's that one PA that's just like.
I'm not set up for this!
Chris, relax. Oh, man.
It's kind of like Survivor, I guess, in that regard.
Would you ever do a reality show, Greg, Brian?
Ever say never.
Certainly.
Really?
I'd be depending upon what kind of what it was, what we would be doing.
I don't know. I mean, I'll say you can really destroy your whole life on those things.
When the real world came out, I wanted to do that.
You did?
Yeah, I wanted to do the real world, but I wanted to do – what was the one where you actually – so it wasn't Real World. It was the other one, the one where they actually traveled.
Road Rules.
I so wanted to do that.
Yeah, but people really blew their whole lives apart doing that shit.
Yeah, they did. I know. And I wasn't
but also
crazy
that,
enough
you're probably
to be
talking,
cast.
No. Yeah. Well, but you're talking about the heyday
of
early
Real
World, where actually it was kind of cool people.
Yep.
So they'd have like one crazy person, and
like
then it would be, it'd be surrounded by cool people. But then it just turned into... Who is the most sexually deviant alcoholic that we can...
Right, who sleeps
like,
with who
bipolar,
and all that stuff.
Bipolar, disorder, like get them all in a house together.
Let's put the most degenerative person that represents the human race yeah. on television yeah. and then celebrate them.
Yeah.
About, and as watch they their burn destruction.
Their, yeah, they burn their life.
Too. It is amazing. Something like, and I know that this is an old topic, and I don't want to sit in it too hard, but a show like The Kardashians, which to me represents the highest level of detritus that is available on television.
Mm. But I'm so bored, even as you start to talk about that, I don't even give a fuck.
Yeah. You're right. You know what I mean? You're right.
Like, why? It really doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
People make money. Like, here's the thing. People just make money. So, I mean, at all costs, people make money.
I never wanted to be on the reality show for the money aspect of it either. I wanted the adventure. I wanted that. And I didn't want the fame.
Yeah. Well, then you should do like a PBS reality show. That actually probably would be a cool thing because nobody watches PBS, so you wouldn't even – it wouldn't ruin your life.
Well, interesting. Yeah.
What if PBS – got in touch with us, three of us, to go live in 1830.
Funniest reality show of all time.
It would, because half the time, you'd be like, I need to eat somebody.
Or I'd be like, my ass is so dirty.
Like, get your cracked ass away from me.
I would say there is still water in the 1800s. Wash your ass.
Yeah, but it's cold.
You just have to go to the pump and pump it. And it is
cold. We lived for 1 week in 18 or a month, I think a month would be a challenge.
A month would
be. If we did a month in 1830, you know what my job would be?
What?
That whole time?
Suicide
sit on the
watch.
Porch. Oh.
I would chop wood and sit on the porch and smoke a pipe.
Oh dude, I would be chopping wood all day.
Yeah.
I love chopping wood.
Yeah. Really?
My favorite. Oh god, yeah. I grew up chopping wood.
Nice.
I might build something.
I'd be I'd garden, and I'd probably be mending the clothes.
Yeah,
you'd be the woman.
I'd cook.
I want to go hunt and fish. That'd be
fun. Cook. You'd come back with some stuff, and I'd cook it up.
Yeah,
it's pretty I would literally take an entire pig and cook it at once, and then that's food for him. I'd be like, there's food for him.
It's a pretty gay concept we're talking about.
No, because I'm taking it to the next level here.
But that's how
we'd
people
have
lived.
To. I think what we should do as well.
People couldn't live by themselves.
We're out in this cabin, right? I would build defenses.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have to do that, right?
So build defenses.
Yep, you'd have like a wall.
You know what I would spend the whole time doing?
What's that?
Going and finding wenches.
Yeah, you would be.
Wenches
be drinking,
or winches?
Drinking ale, finding wenches.
At the local pub.
At the local pub. There's no pub. At the local
we're out in the boonies.
Outpost. Yeah. The local outpost.
All right.
I'd go there. I'd bring back the wenches.
You bring back
you guys.
The wenches.
That's great.
And then I would declare war on our neighbors.
God. Brian's declared
the
war
Hatfields
again.
Yeah. The McCoys.
I would plot against the Hatfields to go take over their land and destroy them.
Would you poison their water supply?
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably our water supply.
I would go over there and, as if I were making peace and inviting them to be part of our society.
Yeah.
And then I would take them over and then make them our subordinates.
No, dude, you do it stealth. You give them blankets with the pox.
With the pox. The problem is they'd hear you coming.
Brian's coming from that neighboring outpost society.
And then...
he's going away.
He's going away.
He's going away.
His cracked ass
at
coming
some
back
point,
around the back.
At some point, I would imagine you would just stop walking.
Are you tired?
Right now?
Your eye is twitching the last two times I've seen you.
No.
You know what that means?
He's tired. Stressed.
No, he's nervous. No.
Nervous?
Is it nerves?
It's a nervous twitch.
It's not nerves. I heard it's potassium.
It?
I need to eat a banana. What?
Do you feel it?
No, I don't even know what's happening.
Yeah, you can't. It's your right eye. You have no control.
Yeah, see what's happening there.
Can't feel it.
Right now.
I tell people that when that happens, right it means now. I'm going to kill somebody.
See?
It means you're going to kill somebody?
Yes.
Go on.
No,
see?
That's,
see it?
That's
you
what
see
I'm
it?
Saying.
Perhaps
did you see
we
it?
Should wrap things up here.
Yeah. Let's get out of
possibly.
Here.
Possibly.
Let's get out of here.
All right. Well, thank you. Potential serial killer.
Robert starts talking about the 1800s and his eyes starts twitching.
Okay.
Wants it
very
a little
good.
Too bad.
Greg, thanks for hanging out.
Indeed.
I'm out of here.
Okay, goodbye. Bye, Brian.
Oh!
Yay!
Smash it all away. Take it to your